Dwell Hello. Welcome to Dwell Hello, a Watch What Crappens House Hunters podcast. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie. What's up?
How are you, my little ding-dong? Ding-dong.
Oh, I am so good. I'm so ready to talk about this episode of House Hunters today. I'm excited.
Yes, we are back with some Dwell Hello this season, everybody. If you want to follow along with us, we found this episode on Discovery Plus, and it's listed under Season 155, Episode 12, which I think was
Volume 6.
Yes,
yeah, they arranged their House Hunters in volumes. So yeah. Volume 6, 155, it's called Choosy in Chesapeake, okay?
Yes,
Choosy in right
Chesapeake.
In.
So if you guys ever have trouble finding these, we do too. So the way we do it is we search the title, Choosy in Chesapeake. Okay, that's the best way to find it. You can search by title in YouTube TV or Discovery Plus. I didn't find this one on YouTube TV. So if you're looking for it, yeah. Discovery Plus, guy. So this is a Discovery Plus.
And I just want to say something else because this also stymied me a little bit. When you enter in the name Choosy in Chesapeake, and there's no E in Choosy, okay? Make sure then after the search results come up, click on episodes. Don't look like the default thing is the shows. Click on episodes and then you'll find it.
There you go. But hopefully you don't have to really watch all of these episodes that we're doing. We just like talking crap. Okay. So this is just another avenue for us to talk crap on. So
literally an avenue. Yeah. This is House Hunters. Houses on avenues.
Mm-hmm. So this one, Choosing in Chesapeake, this is basically like a very low rent Chrisley episode. Now, Chrisley is already pretty low rent. Okay. So this is, they couldn't really afford the hilarious wife. So this is like the community theater version of that wife. She tries. God bless her heart. She tries to give it back. But this guy is full on Chrisley, like the very effeminate dad who's just like making smart ass little comments the whole way through and uses a lot of teeth bleach.
Yes. You know, I've only seen like one episode of Chrisley Knows Best, but just based on that one episode, I think that's like exactly correct. This is like Chrisley Knows. Okay. If that's Chrisley Knows Best, this is Chrisley Knows Okay. And so,
Chrisley knows. You know what? Chrisley guesses best.
Chrisley's surmise is okay. This episode came to us because my friend Nick, when he found out we were doing these House Hunters recaps, he immediately texted me and said, Choosy in Chesapeake. You have to watch it. You have to watch it. And I have to say, a few bonus points go to Nick because, wow, this was a great episode. This was a hilarious episode.
This is one of those episodes because, you know, a lot of these episodes are just like terrible, like stupid. Who cares? You know, that's what House Hunters was for. It's not to be like hilarious. I don't think I've ever read anybody being like, you know what? House Hunters has really lost its spark. The whole point of House Hunters is that it doesn't really have a spark. You know, it's just like dumb people. You know, looking for houses. That's pretty much all it is. But this one really makes you say, wow, House Hunters has a spark. And this is it. You're a star, Chrisley guesses best.
Yeah, this is the spark episode. And it's just very funny because we're starting to cover Selling Sunset as our bonus episode on Patreon. And it's so funny going from Selling Sunset, where you have Christine Quinn walking around with like pointy Maleficent shoulder pads and these mega mansions with like huge, like 10,000 square foot blueprints at the base and just shiny surfaces and all these things. And then we come to House Hunters and it's like, you know, hey, there's a popcorn ceiling. You know, it's like such the other end of the spectrum, and having to make that like that U-turn or the hairpin turn to come into House Hunters is an adjustment, but it's fun.
But there is a nice Bravo bridge to it because, you know, that one is that one's like very glitzy. Sunset is like very glitzy. And then this one's like the popcorn ceilings, like you said, but this guy is obsessed with just living by a mall. Like all he wants is to live by a mall, which is very Jennifer Aiden from Real Housewives of New Jersey. So it's like, it gets all of our loves in here at one time. Like, poor people really wanting to be rich and just saying words that they don't know. Like, he's like, I want mid-century modern, you know, that's what I want. And then he sees a gravel driveway and he'll be like, that is it. Mid-century modern. I'm happy. That's it. I'm in Mad Men. That's me, everybody.
Call me Donald Dripper, please. It's also funny because Orange County, Real Housewives of Orange County is back, and like such a huge member of that show is Heather Dubrow's house. And in the premiere, when Heather Dubrow says, well, you know, we have like, I don't know, 10, 13 rooms. I don't know, pretty normal amount of rooms. And then you come back to House Hunters and you just remember, oh, this is how like real people. This is what buying a house is like. It's not Heather Dubrow. It's not Selling Sunset. It's this.
Yeah, we can definitely afford to watch this show, you know. Also, don't say huge member involving this episode. I don't know. There's too much involving this episode. Okay, so we start with, you know, the typical little preview. Dong, 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 dong. Where he's like, look at all this wasted space. And his wife is like, that's a tub. That's what I wanted. So that's what you're getting with this guy, right?
Exactly. And we hear Linda, the narrator, say, getting what you want in this New England town. Why did I say New England town? It's not New England town. Getting what you want in this Virginia town is no easy task. Ask Dad, who wants a fixer. And then it just cuts to this guy, Jason, saying, I think it's my bougie taste or something. I can't find that exact thing that I'll refresh. I'm like just gobble. I'm just barreling through my notes, not even making sense of the words. But you get the sense. Bah, 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 bah. Just as that.
It's no easy task. Just ask the dad. He's been asking for dick and a full head of hair for years. And God just sends clouds that spell shit out of luck, loser.
That's a much better way of saying what I was not able to actually piece together. This is also probably about my fifth sentence I've said today, so I'm just like coming up to speed.
So the mom's like, well, is everyone in favor of a house with no projects? Raise your hands. And they all raise their hand, because like, what teen wants to live in the projects, right? So the daughter, Madison, the real estate lady in another house, is like, Madison can put makeup table in there. And he's like, oh yeah, well, she spends a lot of time at the makeup table, that's for sure. Well, and then you can tell this is a friend of the dad, the real estate lady, because she's like, just like her daddy.
So we already know we're in for a great episode. So so we're in Chesapeake, Virginia, and we see this guy, Jason, and he's in a recording studio. And there's a girl who turns out to be his daughter, Madison, singing off key something that goes like, that's when I lose myself.
Turn off notifications. Turn off notifications. Honey, would you just stop trying to read from your phone? Okay? It's ruining my song. So he calls himself a music producer, and I guess this is why I'm embarrassed
yeah.
that they dragged their whole family on this show to give fucking Madison a music career. Who has ever gotten a music career off of House Hunters? What kind of launch pad is House Hunters for your music career?
We've had a hard enough time launching music careers off of Bravo, so I don't even know how House Hunters is going to really open any doors. But we meet the couple. It's like, I'm Jason. And then his wife, Kelly, actually has this very high pitch, like, I'm Kelly. But she's sort of like, she's very sitcom-y. Like, she definitely watched some, you know, ABC mid-90s sitcoms to get ready for this episode.
Well, I think her husband was trying to get her ready for this episode, you know, because you can see that he's like feeding her lines at points and she's just totally boning them. And, you know, the poor House Hunters crew was stuck there with him going, we're doing that again. Get it again, okay? Try it again. This time, don't be so terrible, all right? I'm trying to make it this time.
Okay, Kelly, I'm going to need you to cheat towards the camera. Cheat. Okay, now I know you're virtuous, okay? It's not the same thing. When I say cheat, it just means face the camera a little bit. Not that much, Kelly. Not that much.
So he's a real estate agent and in the music industry. And we came to Chesapeake because I was hired by church to be the music director. And I was like, of course you were. Like, anyone who's been to church knows this guy. Like, we've all had this guy or known him from a rival church, you know? Just like, this is...
Excuse me, that is called a G chord, okay? You know why? Because every time I hear you try to sing it, I say to myself, oh, G! And there ain't an O in music.
Now, I've showed up here, and I have torn jeans, which shows that I'm part of the music industry. Okay, so everyone get ready. And so then, already you're kind of wondering, what's going on in this family? And then Kelly says, and I'm a director at a preschool academy here in Chesapeake, and we have our son Micah and our daughter Madison. So,
She said, we have our son Micah and a daughter, Madison. Why does Micah get an R son and Madison just gets a daughter? You know, Madison's a little bitch. I'm telling you right now. The mother hates Madison.
We saw Madison supporting those just blank red Starbucks cups, and we're really not sure if she's our daughter still. So Jason's producing her, and he's like, okay, use that head voice there. It's a little nicer. Use the head voice. Now, I'm not a music professional, but from everything I've ever seen about singing, isn't it always like from the diaphragm? No, I've never heard of a music coach say, you know what, get a little more throat, get right into your nose. Sing it yeah. from the nose.
Well, head voice is like falsetto kind of for a guy. You know, that's when okay. like a note is really high, you would sing it in your head voice instead of like trying to screech it out with your regular voice. You try and like do it with your knife. Either way, this girl does not, I'm telling you, she doesn't have a voice at all. Like telling her to move it into her head voice really isn't helping because she literally sings like, she sounds like a toddler being put on a roller coaster for the first time.
You know? She could be the lead singer of Jars of Oy Vey. So,
Jars of Vey.
which would be an abomination in two different ways. So Kelly says, well, we started dating when we were 15 and Jason was 16. I'm like, really? Well, yes. I mean, I could have just told you that right off the bat. Like, of course these two met, and these were like, they were each other's like first loves and have not experienced the outside world yet.
Yeah, my dad was a pastor and Kelly's family went to his church, and that's where we met.
And then we see a picture of them on their wedding day in a car. And I think he shaved down his teeth considerably. And I just love that he's so vain. You can just tell. Like, he's just the vainest. Because he comes with, like, you know, really bleached white teeth. And I mean, he looks like he's trying really hard. And Kelly's just like, Willie Nelson is playing Kelly. You know, like, she doesn't give a fuck. She's just like, can we just please be happy? Whatever is just going to just make him shut up for about 5 minutes. That would be great. Okay.
Yeah, he goes, she was amazed by me when she first saw me the first time, and she just could not contain herself. And we went to my high school prom together, and we went to college together, and then she just couldn't get enough of me.
She's like, you are so full of it. So we see them walking into a restaurant while Linda, the narrator, is like, they're transplants to Chesapeake by Virginia Beach. And Kelly's like, I cannot wait to order a lighthouse roll.
See, I thought you said a White House roll, but whether it's White House roll or Lighthouse roll, definitely definitely doesn't speak of an authentic Japanese roll. But so that they sit there and Kelly's like, Chesapeake is a great city. It's a larger city, but it's still small town people and values. And while she's saying how it's a larger city, we just see like footage of like two houses and like grasslands. I'm like, what? Now, I don't mean to shade the city as Chesapeake, but as far as we can tell, it was like a silo. It was like a silo, a barn. Like
I know.
And a sign, a stop sign.
It's like the House Hunters people were being smartasses too, because every time they say something like bustling city, they show, you know, a cow with his tail going
they show like
forth.
A duck crossing the street. Wow, this bustling metropolis of Chesapeake. Wow, there's a goose that came today.
Also, I love when Kelly says things like, oh, we just, you know, we're small town people with small town values, because you know that means like, you know that your husband would be sucking dick if you were in a bigger city. You know,
that's
like,
exactly
we,
correct.
We want to live in a town with no gay bars is what I'm saying right now. Okay. So
Jason's that's exactly
like,
what that means.
He's like, Chesapeake, this city has everything we could want. Entertainment, dining, indoor plumbing. It's amazing. I can't wait to be here. I just feel like I should throw my hair up in the sky like Mary Hartman.
Just the other day, this big old city had a vote. And guess what? We're putting in our first crosswalk. It's exciting. And maybe next year we might even get a sidewalk, too.
And Kelly's so, like, yeah, it's such a small town. It's literally a crosswalk. It's just a bunch of crosses put together that you walk over to get to the other side of the street.
We just walk crosses around. And so... I just have parades, cross parades. So they're eating, and she's like, this sushi's amazing. I think out of everywhere in Chesapeake, this is my favorite. Also, it's the only, but still my favorite.
I know, out of all those sushi restaurants in Chesapeake. So Jason's like, we've been married 22 years, and we have never bought a house, mostly because we just didn't know where we were going to land. But we've now realized that this is where we're going to be. Chesapeake! The glowing metropolis of Chesapeake.
Whoa, I almost got run over by one of those Chesapeake taxis. Oh, wait a second. It was a ladybug.
So Kelly's saying to the kids, I'm ready for something that's just mine. And Linda's like, being a mother of two teens, good luck with that just mine part. Have you met that little bitch, Madison Linda? What the hell are you saying? I can hear you, Linda. Sorry, carry on, Kelly.
Carry on with your broken dreams. This was funny because this is clearly the part of the episode where Jason told Kelly, okay, in this scene we are shooting in the kitchen, okay, and what I got you a bag of spinach, and I want you to be putting the spinach in the bowls, and if I turn around and for God's sake, if I do not see spinach go into those bowls, we are shooting this whole damn thing from the top. Do you hear me, Kelly?
If I see one carb go into those bowls, you are out of here, Missy. So they're talking to the kids, and Madison's like, so I was thinking my new room in this house, I want a huge bed. I was like, oh my God, poor Madison. Like, Madison's supposed to be the diva. She just wants somewhere to sleep, you know? Bless her heart. Sorry for making fun of how terrible your voice is, Madison. You get your bed, girl.
Poor Madison. She's so the non-romantic lead in the musical. You know, like, if the big sister's the lead, Madison's the one who comes in a few scenes and says, oh, Ma, did we get that big bed? God, all I want when I grow up is a big bed and a handsome boy to lie in it.
Well, I know you think you're being bitchy, but I'd just like to thank you for casting Madison in something her mama didn't think it was possible.
So their wish list is they want 4 bedrooms and 2.5 baths because Jason cannot stand sharing a bathroom with the kids. And Jason says to the daughter, would you just like the master, Missy, huh? With your big bed dreams? Is that what you want? You just want the master at this point, hussa?
Yeah, I think you'll do fine with whatever we get. How about that? Share a bathroom. Talk about not respecting someone's oral B, Madison. All right, now you know what you're going to do? You're going to sit there, shut up, and go over lyrics in your head. Okay.
How about once you learn your lyrics, we can talk about mattresses. Okay.
So Kelly's like, well, I'm looking for a craftsman style with 2 stories in a brand new home because I want to be the first person and the only person that's lived in this house. I'm like, poor family, okay? Madison's probably been sleeping on a couch for the past 5 years. Kelly just has been living in rentals forever. They've never owned anything. So all she wants is to not be in a rental. And it makes me wonder what's going on with Jason because they're moving from town to town all the time. They've never had like poor Kelly sleeping on the couch. Of course I'm making up a sob story in my head about them. That's not really on the show, but I feel like Jason's always getting in trouble everywhere he goes. It's like, Jason, get your head out of the clouds. We are singing The Lord is the Prairie, Jason. He's like, I'm thinking about the mall.
I mean, he is basically what's his face from Waiting for Guffman, right? Like, he's Christopher Guest's character, 100%. So, yeah, she's like, I just want a craftsman. Honestly, any kind of man. I don't care what kind of man it is. Just, can I get an any man kind of home? That's my favorite style. Okay, I would like that. And Jason goes, I'm looking for a mid-century modern house. That's what I want. Kelly's face is
I love
like,
vintage things. I mean, look at her. I love that old Hollywood feel. You know, that really excites me. I think it's my bougie taste or something. And if I can't find that, I'm just going to remodel whatever we find into what I want it to be. I'm like, oh, no.
You know,
no.
What kind of... Yeah, it's be careful, everyone. This is about to turn into, like, Liberace. So,
I love that old Hollywood feel. Maybe like a Rock Hudson or a Tab Hunter or an Anthony Perkins kind of vibe. Mm-hmm.
She's like, honey, I don't want to live in a construction site. And she's like, everybody in favor of a house with no projects is apart from the preview. And she's like, you're damn voted, honey. He's like, well, thank God this ain't a democracy then, ain't it?
Now, I just want to say one thing in favor of construction sites. There will be lots of men who will be sweating with grime glistening on their muscles. And God, when it gets hot, they may just have to take off a layer or two. And yes, I think that would be terrible for us. Absolutely terrible, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. So Kelly's like, well, it's expensive here in Chesapeake, so I don't mind going over the line into North Carolina. He's like, oh, hell no. Gross. Period with the T at the end.
And she's just shoving the spinach into the bowls, like, very rapidly because she's just so – she's like – all her anger in the world is just being channeled into that spinach going into a bowl. And he's like, I want to be 5 minutes from shopping and from restaurants. Okay, can you get a White House or a lighthouse roll in North Carolina? I do not think so. I need to be 5 minutes from that sushi roll. 5 minutes.
I don't want to be out in Never Never Land somewhere trying to find my way back to town all the time. And she's like, well,
and they show more footage. But they show more footage of farmhouses and empty fields of Chesapeake.
I don't want to be in the middle of nowhere, okay? Do I want to be somewhere where they don't have geese that are crossing the street? I don't think so.
I want to be able to walk into a store and get milk without having to fondle a cow for it, Kelly. So Kelly's like, well, I grew up in the middle of nowhere, so a little drive is fine by me. And he's like, chicken houses and cornfields, that's what she grew up in. Everybody thinks she's the super city and northern one, and that I'm some country bumpkin. But the fact is, she's more bumpkin than me. I'm just southern. That's why I talk this way.
I'm like, sir, you guys got married at like 15 or something. I think you grew up in the same place.
I know. He spent like 5 minutes in Cleveland or something before he got transferred to a different church. And he thinks he's like big city now. Yeah. So he's like, well, and it's got to have studio space for me to be creative.
Well, I want to have an island in granite countertops, okay? Because how am I going to make more and more spinach salad?
And I want hardwood floors because I do not want to have to deal with the carpet. And a small yard because I don't like yard work that much. I mean, I know it's shocking to look at me, but I just don't. Because I just don't have much time. You know what I spend my time doing? Shopping, restaurants, and creativity. That's it, Linda. Do it.
You know what I use my free time? I like to go walking around and testing how long it takes to walk from my doorway to a shopping center. And if I can't, gosh darn if I'm not working on making that a little faster every single day.
I want my children, when they want to go to the neighbor's house, I want them to say, I'm going to Claire's, and know that there's a possibility that they're going to come back with a decent set of earrings. Okay, that's where I'm going to live, Linda.
And she's like, well, I also need a tub, because after long days with the little kids, you know, sometimes I need a soak. You know, that's what a soak of the tub is all I need. And a tub? That's crazy. Just another thing to clean.
So we go to the first house, house number one. It's kind of like a little old lady house. You know, it's like a little brick, tiny house.
Little brick house, sort of like a generic, cute, like 1950s. Although I guess it's older. No, it's from the 60s, but it's like a definitely an older little house. Yeah.
So they're walking down the street and she's like, well, this is cute. He's like, it's as an old man in a Speedo, this is definitely not the mid-century modern I want. Okay.
Well, she goes, and it's not the two-story Craftsman that I like. And listen to all that highway noise. Listen to that. You're not
next to the 405. There's like five cars going by off in the distance.
But it is a busy street because it's right by the mall, right? She's like, it's so loud. He's like, hello. You know what? By the time we live here, that street's going to be complaining about here in Madison. Okay? You just wait, street. We shall have our revenge.
It's right here. Listen, Kelly, okay, stop being such a slut about this, okay? Because it's right here in the middle of everything, right next to the shopping, the food, everything we could need. Look, there's an owl over there, okay? Look, there's a pile of leaves. Okay, this is the center of everything.
She goes, but it looks like a lot of people have lived here. Yes, Kelly, it's a fucking house, okay? It's an old house. A lot of people have lived there. So Linda's like, even though Jason's a real estate agent himself, he's asked a colleague to represent him. Nalene Gibbs. So Nalene's like, well, this is a four-bedroom built in 1965. And Kelly's like, whoa, that's old. Oh, Jesus. You want to take this one or you want me to, Jason? Shut up. All right, woman. This old means a lot of character. Isn't that right, Nalene? All right. Look at Betty White, honey. She's old and she's an icon, okay? We can't live inside Betty White, honey. Who says who? Open her up and I'll crawl right in. Bet she doesn't have a tub.
So they walk in and there's like hardwood floors everywhere, but
oh no, there's a low popcorn ceiling. Okay, and we know that this one doesn't need more carbs. Am I right, Nalene? Am I right?
I mean, to be fair, there's only hardwood floors because when this house was built, they hadn't invented carpet yet. But you know what? I like hardwood floors, so go with it, Nalene. All right.
So then Kelly is like, Jason's saying that they can just scrape off the popcorn ceiling. It's an easy project, and Kelly goes,
Jason says it's an easy project, but Jason himself is a project, so I don't know if we need one more thing to take on.
And she just does that hold for laughter look in the camera, and you just feel Jason off camera going, God, that's the best we're going to get out of her. All right, moving on.
I told her so many times to emphasize the second part of the sentence more. That's where the punchline is.
So this is not the best house. It's
No.
It's not really even that it's old. It's just they've done some stuff to it, but not well. So all the walls are yellow. And then they did this thing in the kitchen. There's like a little small galley kitchen. And so they cut out part of the wall to make a big kind of square bar thing.
Yeah.
It's just not, it's not very cute. It's hideous. And she's like, you know, she doesn't like the popcorn, blah, blah, blah. You already said that. And she's like, well, let's take a look at the kitchen. And Nalene's like, well, this kitchen has been completely remodeled now. He's like, well, you know, I'm not real crazy about that bar window. You know what I would do? Take this entire wall, move it up, move the plumbing over there, have this come in here. Then I want a fly system, okay? So when it's the kitchen, I say, bring down the kitchen. The kitchen comes down. A little overture from Oklahoma Place, which we'll have to, well, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Fog machines on the left and right.
And when he says that, when he says, yeah, what I would do is I would just open it up to the living space, Nalene goes, well, then you'd have a completely open floor plan. Yes, Nalene, that's why he said it. Yes, yeah. Nalene.
Thank you, Nalene. You see, I told you we needed her here.
Thank you, Nalene. Let me just see if we have a role that we're casting for Madame Obvious. Thank you.
He's like, well, with this being so cheap, this is under budget. So, you know, we'd have the budget to do all of that stuff. She's like, well, let's just take a look at the back door, shall we? And it's got this huge yard with no fence and just like the freeway or Mall Street or whatever right over there. And Kelly's like, yeah. Well, it's very open. He's like, honey, we can see the shopping center. It is right there. We could walk right there. I don't even have to click my damn heels three times, okay? Just put on my red glitters and head me over to the hot dog on a stick. We're here.
Is that Laura Ashley? Is that a Talbot's over there? Okay, we are so, Nalene, do not go any further. This is the house for us.
Let's see. Jason's like, you know, Kelly's yapping about that traffic, but I see shopping center from my back porch. I can literally yell my order to those restaurants and it'll be ready by the time I get there. And you know that he would.
White House robe! White House robe!
You know he would come out in his robe and just stand there on that back patio and be like,
hey, Sbarro's, I'm going to have two slices, one with half pepperoni. Call the other one gluten-free because Madison thinks she's accomplishing something. Be there, Seth!
Subway, hey, give me that sweetened teriyaki chicken thing. Only six. No. If Madison said you wanted the 12, but we're giving her six. Okay. All right. See you soon.
So wait a minute. This is a primary bedroom with no ensuite. Hello. What the hell is this? And she's like, no, but there's a bathroom right across the hall. Kelly's like, no bathroom? Oh my God. Think of all the people that have lived here that had to walk across the hall to make a tinkle.
And they're looking in the bath. They go into this bathroom, which is pretty narrow. But Jason really likes the shower. And Kelly's like, yeah, but I really want a tub. Yeah, well, guess what? There's this lip right here and you can just stop up the drain and fill it up and you can soak in it. Okay. Soak in the foot water. Okay. Cause this shower is a masterpiece. I was like, whoa. It's like this generic brown, like brown tile shower. It's a masterpiece. Yeah, right here.
It's ugly as hell. This is the smallest, grossest bathroom. He's just arguing with her for fun. So she's like, well, if I have to deal with all the Jason's renovation projects, I'm going to need to soak at night. So they go, there's another bedroom. And then on the first floor, they can have their studio. And upstairs are the two bedrooms. And one of the bedrooms is bigger than the other. So they're like, oh my God, which kid is going to get it? He's like, well, we'll tell Madison she's going to get the small one, sleep on the floor like normal until she starts hitting her notes. That's how Celine did it.
Orange chicken. Please.
Sorry, I just put in my order with Panda Express across the street.
So Jason's like, well, you know what I love? Projects. And this is one of them. Okay. So great job, Nalene. Kelly's like, but I just want to move into a home and I want to see a home that no one's lived in before.
Yeah. And he is again saying this whole thing of like, this is a great location. I mean, we're right in the middle of everything. And they just keep showing now the shot of the backyard of just like 12 trees and then this sort of like the murky like back end of what was probably a Borders bookstore at some point. Like this, I think like this is like the Beverly Center or something. And as far as we can only just see like a little little thing. It's like, we are here in the episode, the Times Square. Our backyard is the Times Square of Chesapeake. Okay. What are you saying? You want to see something else?
So then they're back home talking to the kids and Madison's like, and a closet. I want a really big closet. He's like, you do, huh? You've basically been living in one with the rest of us for what, 16 years now, Madison? Get over it.
So Linda says, armed with a $300,000 budget, parents Jason and Kelly are finally buying a home after 22 years of marriage. And we just see Kelly still making the salad, but now she's actually pouring some guacamole into a bowl.
Oh, that was not part of the directions, Kelly. Spinach only.
Well, now they've traveled right over the border into North Carolina to see something Kelly would want. So we go to this one of the, you know, like a brand new little boxy house with blue side, like navy blue kind of, not navy, but like a blue kind of siding on the house with a yellow door. And Kelly goes, craftsman style. Oh my God. No. Yeah, it's not craftsman style. It's got siding, okay? It does not make it craftsman style, man.
It's just generic house. And Jason's like, yeah, but I was really looking for that mid-century modern, though. But I mean, it took us 20 minutes to get here. I mean, there's very little shopping, okay? Very little to eat around here. I mean, where is the grocery store? There's no grocery. Do people eat around here? Where are all the dead bodies of people who have been emaciated away without all the food in this neighborhood?
Plus, look at all the construction noise. How long is that going to be going on? Now, you know I don't mind construction, man, but that one's so chunky. Okay, hey, how about stop driving that tractor and use a hoe, ho? Am I right?
I mean, what's the point of having a construction site there just because they're in that big, bulky car of theirs, okay? Come on out. Take that shirt off, all right. I've seen the Diet Coke commercials. I know how it works.
A construction site shouldn't make you want to lose your sight. You know what I'm saying? Walk a mile!
And so he goes, so they've driven 20 minutes away, and Jason is complaining. He's like, Naylene's got to be crazy bringing me down here to see a house. She might as well take me to California. I mean, good gracious, I got to be at a mall or shopping.
Yeah. And this house is actually really nice. Like, the floors are pretty. It's, you know, it's new, but it's fairly well done, except the kitchen is done to the side, which is weird. So it's open to where you walk into the living room, and it's a long living room, and then it's a long kitchen, but the kitchen doesn't face you. It goes the same direction as the living room. Super weird choice on their end.
I feel like the kitchen felt strange, but I think that like you're supposed to put some sort of like table at the end of the kitchen, and that sort of like fills out that space more properly. It's an odd design.
Well, it's like you walk in the house and you're looking at the side profile of whoever's cooking. Like, that's not how anybody wants to be seen cooking, you know? You can't see anything going on in the living room, but they can all see your butt while you're trying to make some cornbread. That's just not how to do it.
Yeah. So they walk in, and Jason does like the hardwood floors, and there's a gas fireplace, and Kelly goes, ooh, I love it. And Jason goes, yeah, of course you do. I'm like, whoa.
I know. It's what's actually wrong? Classy. It's like really tasteful. And then there's like really pretty new light fixtures. They're like those. It's like a circle inside of another circle. It's like pretty, you know, like they made some effort. It's not just your typical, like, grabbed it at Home Depot, like the cheapest thing or whatever. And he's like, there's some light fixtures I'm not loving. Shut up. You just tried to get that little tiny horrible bathroom in the last house. The masterpiece, you mean? Yeah.
That light fixture is also the closest thing to mid-century modern that's appeared on this episode at all. And it continues to be the only thing close to mid-century modern.
Yeah, so they go look at the patio, and Kelly's like, but you could build a deck out here, and you wanted to do something. He's like, oh, right, and we're still in a construction zone for homely people only. Danger, homely people falling.
Unless they're building the Talbots out here, I do not care about this construction thing.
But by the way, Kelly keeps trying to act like the construction's no big deal. Like, it's just temporary. They're surrounded by mud. Because the entire place is being, this is clearly like the first of many houses that are about to be built. There will be construction for 5 years around that house.
Oh, yeah, at least. It's like the only house there, and everything else is mud and one little tractor. And you know it's going to take forever because there's no one else even helping. It's just that poor, sad guy on the tractor.
that one truck going back and forth on the dirt.
Yeah, he's like, well, she's not concerned about construction because she wants a new house. So then they go upstairs, and then it turns into kind of ugly carpets and stuff. But the downstairs was nice. And she's like, oh, my God, look at this bedroom. I love the windows. And he goes, well, unfortunately, not the view outside of them.
The view, it's like he is more excited to see like what might potentially be a Barnes & Noble than to look at trees. He's like, oh, as far as I can see, I do not see any shopping centers. So what are we even looking at?
No, it's the opposite of everything else, right? Because the view is pretty. It's just trees. There's nothing out there. It's like, ew, gross, nature, disgusting.
So So Kelly loves all the floor. And then in the bathroom, this is when this happens. And he's like, well, look at all these ways in space. She's like, that's a tub. Are you crazy? That's what I wanted.
He goes, but we could just have a big shower. And Jolene's like, but the shower is big. It's not bad. It's like, shut up, Jolene. So they go into the master closet, and Jolene's like, look at this closet, would you? This is huge. You could put your clothes here. You could put their clothes. It is not huge. What are you talking about? It's like you open the door, and it's a tiny little square with two racks.
I mean, it is so big. You could just live in here. Could you even imagine living in the closet? Jason, could you imagine living in this closet?
With the construction team, I can. So then they go look at one of the guest rooms, and they have a big closet. And Jolene's like, well, Madison could put a makeup table in there. He's like, well, she sure spends a lot of time at that makeup table, for sure. Okay. Takes after her daddy, right? Shut up, Jolene.
I know the stories from the Outback Steakhouse. Okay, Jason, I got them all in here. All
right. Jason is the first one to ever make our office called the Outback Steakhouse. The Outback Steakhouse. Because we had to put a space in it. That's where Jason goes every time we're at the Outback. Jason goes Outback.
We call it the Outback back in. Okay, because he goes Outback, but then he comes back in, if you know what I'm saying. So then Jason's like... Say, well, I'm not sure about this guest room for a studio. You know, I'm not sure because I was thinking I might invite Clive Davis over. I just want to make sure there's room for a stool that he can sit on, you know, being in the music industry, et cetera. And Aileen's like, well, I hate to see you completely discount the house for the studio space. I guess let me just put it this way. This is a good house, and you're going to discredit it because of a stupid pipe dream that no one believes you can do. Okay.
Well, it's small. Plus, the drive, I don't want to feel like I'm not part of civilization. I feel like I'm out in Kalamazoo somewhere. Plus, there's no mid-century modern like I wanted. I mean, I know it's new. Kelly's like, but that's what I love. And there's a tub, and the construction won't be here. And every time we sit on that toilet, we will know it's only our cheeks that have touched this thing for the first time in our lives. Please.
I want to be in the city, Mama. That's where I want to be. I want to be by that silo. I want to be by the bales of corn down Fifth Avenue. I want to be in the big city.
And now, since Jason isn't willing to budge on location, they're not in his preferred area of Chesapeake. Oh, they're now back in his preferred area of Chesapeake. So they go to a cupcake place, and he goes up to the counter, and he's like, you know what we want? Anything cupcake. Just give us some cupcakes.
Oh, honey, we knew this about you a long time ago. Anything cupcake. So Linda is like, Jason and Kelly have $300,000 for a first home for themselves and their teens. But their hunt has been anything but a cakewalk because they're eating cupcakes. Okay, so for those of you who thought he was gay, he's eating carbs. So there.
So they come back to look in this old neighborhood. And Kelly's like, well, this is nice. And he's like, oh, well, it's not modern. She goes, well, I mean, it is traditional, but it's nice. And it's just kind of, it's another neighbor. What am I trying to say?
It's like a
planned community type house.
It's like a McMansion that was like reduced in size. It's like a little McMansion, essentially. And it's definitely not mid-century modern. I love that they just don't even give him a mid-century modern option. Like, it's not even... Like, they don't even throw him a bone of like, oh, here's a mid-century modern place, but it's like half burned by fire. It's just, they just don't even have it. And this place, did you notice the front door had a little black awning over it, like a storefront? I was like, this is already a bad sign.
Yeah. And Jason's like, well, Naleen knows me. We're close to shopping, restaurants, shopping. Okay, she knows me. That's everything I like. And she's like, well, this one's 1996. It's 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, and a half bath. Whoa! You know what we call that? Studio baths. That sounds like a Clive Davis piss pot right there.
And they're like, you know, they're like, oh, God, that's pretty expensive. But Aileen goes, but you're in Chesapeake. And you know what they say about real estate? Location, location, location. She's literally acting as if it's Central Park West and they have a penthouse. And it's just like a random community here.
You know what they say about real estate? Just because my mug is on a bus bench doesn't mean you can sit on my face and not buy me dinner. Well, also location, location, location. Oh, right, right.
Oh, did you come up with that yourself, Nalene? You're so original. Okay. How about this? How about you? How about you come up with a first grade production of Oklahoma for the kids? Okay. How about you do that?
You try taking all the smut out of Oklahoma to present it as a church play. All right.
You try reinventing Brigadoon once in a while. How about this? Why don't you go to Brigadoon and find me a house?
I'm just a girl who can't say no to Jesus, is how I rewrote it. It worked well.
You know what? My favorite song is for its good old unreliable Naylene.
That's not Oklahoma. Sir.
Well, I changed. Naylene, it's called improvisation. It's the theater.
It's how we do it in the big city. Naylene.
Oklahoma. That's what I call you, Naylene. I'm back to Oklahoma. Case couldn't tell. Keep up, honey.
So Naylene is like, for some reason, I started correcting her name to Jolene. I don't know why. But Naylene's like, okay, well, let's take a look. Here, you've got a formal dining room on the right, or it could be an office or a studio, really. Hell, it could be a park. It could be a McDonald's. I don't give a shit. You want this house or don't you? Okay, my feet hurt.
And Kelly is like, well, I want my first home to be new. I don't want to live in anyone else's footprints. Well, guess what? You want to pay less than $300,000 for a brand new home, Kelly. Okay, you got it. Something's got to come off this list.
I want her to get a used house just so Teresa can write her a card that says, congratulations on your used house.
I know.
So Kelly's like, how many families have owned this? And she's like, just two, Kelly, for Christ's sake. And he's like, well, at least it's not 15 families or 90 families. Hell, it could have been 1,900 families. And he said, you're lucky. It was only two. Just look at the bright side. All right. Shower meter.
Honey, I don't think you know this, but those past two families that lived here, they dropped. As in, they shop till they drop because look at all the shopping that's nearby.
I can just smell the Cinnabon from here. So then they go to the living room and it's ugly carpet. It's really small. And he's like, this would be top for us. And then in the kitchen, there's like, you know, there's, she goes, Kelly, you got your granite countertops you wanted, but it's just not very cute. And they keep saying, but I love this kitchen. And it's a tiny little kitchen. It's like a tiny little galley kitchen.
It's not good.
Yeah. But you know what? I really don't like that backsplash. I'm going to rip that right out. I was like, but I don't want projects, honey.
Well, first of all, you know, I have a terrible association with anything that has splash in the name after I tried to do my musical adaptation of the feature film starring Daryl Hannah, okay? So this has to go.
Remember when you tried to take me to Splash the Show that one time we were in Las Vegas? And it was basically Babies on Parade. Thanks a lot for that one-way ticket to hell, Kelly.
Well, and we all remember that one time I did go to Los Angeles and I tried to go to Splash, the hot tub place that was on Blind Date. Well, it closed down. Okay, so imagine my embarrassment when I was looking around and it was only a Joanne Fabrics, although I did actually enjoy going there too. It was a good consolation prize.
Funny enough, that's where I came. So Naline's like, well, there's an indoor patio here with a hot tub. He goes, oh my gosh, well, we could move that outside and have a studio.
He wants to turn every room into a studio for this, like, whatever music career he has.
Also, it kind of says how serious he is or how knowledgeable he is about a music career when you're talking about an outside patio to use as your
music studio. I do also produce ambient noise tracks for relaxation. So maybe the hot tub should stay in for some gurgling effects.
So then there's a pretty big deck, and he's like, we can make this what we want. Just what I said in our wedding vows. Just what I said in our wedding vows. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work out, does it, Naylene?
So then there's like a pretty small master suite, and then the master bathroom is like very narrow and skinny. Another project. Okay, just like poor Kelly's bangs. Another project.
She's like, but there is a tub. There's a tub in the bathroom. And she says, you know, and he's like, project, love projects. And she's like, but oh gosh, it would need to be fixed and fast. And oh God, it actually right now it looks like something Jason's already worked on. Anybody? Anybody? Oh, just stop trying, Kelly. You're embarrassing. All right. Get off exit stage left.
This is why I told you cannot write your own material anymore. Oh God.
I noticed so, that in all of these House Hunters, because, you know, we're watching kind of old ones, but they all have that fucking Friends purple from Monica's apartment on Friends. Like, all of these old gross places have a room that's this Friends purple. And Kelly's like, well, it has a mirror. Madison will like that. And he's like, well, she'll love that mirror for sure. You know who else would love her looking in that mirror? The Wicked Witch from Snow White, because she'd always get the answer she was looking for when she looked in hers.
You know what? I just like also that their bar is so low for Madison. Oh, there's a mirror. Madison will like them. That Madison will like that. There's a, hey, look, all of these walls in this room are standing up. Madison will like that.
And then there's a room that looks like an attic that was converted into a room. And
extra space. Flex space.
And she's like, do you see this? It's a studio. Let me guess, Jason. You see it as a studio, huh? He goes, it could be a studio space, an office space, a mall space. We could put a Cinnabon right there. Claire's over there, and the thing's remembered over here.
Or maybe if we can't do that, we could just be looking at a mall place. I could just stand at the mirror here and just, or at the window, and just stare at the mall. I'm sure there's a mall out there somewhere, right? Out there.
I'm going to tell you the first thing an agent told Madison when I took her into the big city for an interview, okay? It just doesn't have any pizzazz or pop, okay? Now, I do like the potential for a studio space, and that's good. And Kelly's like, but you've already named 5 projects. Yeah, but 3 of them were in the same mall, Kelly. Keep up.
So now they're going to have, now they start having their deliberations. What about the 60s brick home? And Jason's like, you know what? The biggest thing for me, I love that it is right in the heart of everything. It is basically the crossroads of the world right there next to the tree and the stop sign. Wow, we can wake up. We can go down the stairs. We can go out the back door and we can walk right into our life, which in this case means walking into an abandoned Chick-fil-A. But that's what I want.
We can walk right into Madison's report card. Limited. Kelly's like, but that tub is just so dated. It's going to be a major project. And goes, well, it is way beneath our budget, so there's room to change that. However, house number 2, and Kelly's like, well, that was just amazing. The new one was great. And he's like, well, I'm still kicking and screaming about the distance. I mean, just think about how far the mall is from there. I do like the fireplace, which is basically where we can burn my hopes and dreams of living by a mall in every night. Hope it keeps you warm, stupid.
Yeah, enjoying not having a Wetzel's pretzel every single day. It won't be called a Wetzel's pretzel, it'll be called a Where's the Pretzels, okay?
And what about number 3, the traditional? I mean, that did already have 2 previous families, which is just disgusting, okay? We don't know anything about those families.
Yeah, but I like that you could use the front room, the back room, the porch, the patio, the garden, and the attic, and the basement all as studios, because by the way, it will be a studio complex.
So what are they gonna choose? Dun dun dun. He goes, either way, there's some compromises all around, but that's love, ain't it, honey? And guess what? I've decided I think I want the new Craftsman. He goes, all right, me too. You know what? I can't believe I said it too. Oh, I'm just going to put as much as my mid-century money in there as I can. And I'm just going to get some mid-century furniture or mid-century sling. I Flair. Can't wait.
He says, I'm going to put some of my mid-century flair into that house. I'm like, what mid-century flair do you have, sir? There's nothing about you that speaks of mid-century flair.
Thank you, because mine auto-corrected to flat. So it says, it's my mid-century flat. So it's like, what the fuck does that mean? Taking notes with an iPad.
You know, my mid-century flair, you know, the kind of mid-century flair that only really comes to true form in a nice contemporary Christian pop song sung by my daughter.
Ding dong, and they got it, guys. And Kelly's like, I'm making cookies, everybody. And Madison goes, cookies that you just bought from the store. She goes, shut up, you little bitch. I'm making them from scratch, which she's
Listen,
not at
your
all.
Your father said I could do a non-spinach scene, so don't ruin this for me, okay? I'm making cookies.
Listen, I am making cookies in our sideways kitchen. You're going to shut your fucking mouth, okay?
You better shut your mouth because I know you're going to be eating all these, okay? So then so they moved in basically last week or something, and they paid $305,000, and Kelly got her big tub, and Jason compromised by going down to North Carolina, but you know what? They're building a new development, and shopping is coming, okay? Shopping is coming, okay? It's not just me anymore.
you know, I said, Nalene, I don't care if they're building anything up. She goes, and she told me, you know what? When they build things up, penises come. And I said, let's get going. Just please, can we put some man spanks on the construction guy? Because I just can't.
I am ready for my hot dog on a stick, if you know what I'm saying. So then they're back in the kitchen, and Kelly's like, these are going to be the best cookies you've ever had. I am committing to this bit, okay? That's what a real actress does. And she says, this house makes me so happy because there's nothing that needs to be done on the inside. So Jason can put all his efforts into the outside, which is unlike his normal life.
Yeah. And that brings us to the end.
Yeah, in the end, they just they have the cookies. And basically, Jason has to put his, after all that talk about a studio space, by the way, he doesn't get it. Yeah, he has to put his piano in the living room. And then they finally eat the cookies. And Kelly goes, what do you think? And Madison goes, interesting, unlike all of you guys. And Kelly goes, Maka, you need to spit it out. Like, gotta stick with the spinach, Mom.
I didn't even see any of that. What the
you didn't
hell?
See
did
any
I,
of that?
No, did I ditch out of there early or what? I must have been ready to go.
I think you clearly missed that very exciting coda on their saga. Did you even see Madison and Michael playing cards in their bedroom?
No.
Did you see Jason saying he wants to set up a fire pit outside?
No, the end for me is these are going to be the best cookies you ever had.
Well, you missed a very important part of that, which is that they hated the cookies. The episode literally ends with them spitting out the cookies.
Poor Kelly. Poor shot upon Kelly, man.
Yeah, poor girl. That was such a funny episode. Nick, thank you so much for recommending it because it really brought a lot of joy to my life.
Yeah, that was a pretty fun one. And everybody, thank you so much for being here with Dwell. Hello. We will be back next week, and we are taking requests. So if you want to leave a request, just give us the title of the show. And if you have the episode number, that would be great. Just leave it on our Instagram under one of these Dwell Hello posts. Our Instagram is at Watch What Crappens. All right.
And also, we're in the market for some House Hunters International episodes, too.
Yeah, we need to throw some House Hunters International in here for sure, because that's the one I actually watch. I never watch just the regular House Hunters unless we're doing this. I'm an international type. I love
wow.
I love watching Americans just embarrass America overseas. It cracks me up every single time.
It's a great feeling. It's a great feeling.
Like when they want to move to the jungle and they're like, but I just don't like trees. It's like, but you want to live in the jungle.
Every time. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.